Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Winston. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to file for unemployment.
Do you already have an existing claim on file?
No.
No, your social.
246.
You said three?
Three.
You said 346.
24653. 2671.
You said 246-532-671.
Correct.
Can I have your first name?
Justin.
Your last name?
Williams.
What's your date of birth?
March 26, 1982.
Are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes.
Do you have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Oh, yes.
The highest grade level you completed?
12th grade. I graduated with a degree or with a diploma.
Your mother's maiden name?
Mooney. M-O-O-N-E-Y.
Do you have a license, sir?
Yes, sir. I have a driver's license.
What state?
Mississippi.
What state?
Mississippi.
Driver license number, sir?
801-560-48.
Sir, will you be receiving these direct deposit or Alabama benefits card?
No, I don't have an Alabama benefits card.
So what would you want to receive, direct deposit or an Alabama benefits card?
Oh, I didn't understand you. A direct deposit.
I'll take that routing and account information when you're ready to give it to me.
Oh, the routing. Let me just, I have to look at it. Sorry. I don't know that off the top of my head.
Let me know when you're ready.
I will. Okay, I have the routing number. It's 101-108-319. And let me verify that count number. Do we have checks with the account number for the Armed Forces account? I think I know what it is. I just want to verify it.
Okay.
I got that. This is
that's the account number.
Yeah, that's what I needed. Sir, are you ready for the account number?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Hello. Okay. The account number is 2186012.
Can I have your mailing address for me, please?
14860 Recon Lane.
You said 14860?
Correct. Recon Lane. And that's in Socier, SAUCIER, Mississippi.
You said 14860. What was the name of the street?
Recon.
Recon.
Yes. Recon Lane.
Lane.
Yes, sir.
What city was this?
Socier. SAUCIER. And that's in Mississippi. Do you need the zip?
Yes. Spell that street name again. Or city, I'm sorry.
Socier. SAUCIER.
Zip code was what again?
39574.
Your telephone number?
228-229-0733.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? What color is your 1985 Chevrolet Blazer? Black, brown, gold, maroon, or never been associated with this vehicle?
An 85. I believe it would have been brown.
Which of the following street addresses in Gulfport have you ever lived at or been associated with? 13104 Mock Street, 13466 Big Creek Road, 1708.
The Big Creek Road.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits within another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state, sir?
Alabama is the only state.
Have you worked for the federal government?
Not recently. I'm in the reserves. Does that count? The Navy reserves?
No, sir. Sir, are you currently registered for attending training or school?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trading occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for pension anywhere, sir?
A pension? No.
Have you applied for workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Sir, do you work for the union, sir?
No.
Sir, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trading occupation?
Yes.
Okay. So did you work for the union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No. They just told me they no longer need my services.
Sir, did you receive a TRA certification, sir?
I don't know what that is.
All right. Are you filing a DUA, a disaster unemployment assistance claim?
No.
When was your last day of work, sir?
Last Thursday.
Since your most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm mentally and physically able to work.
You solely work on commission basis and have a real estate license?
I didn't understand the question.
Do you solely work on commission basis or have a real estate license?
No, I don't.
Sir, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job, sir?
100 miles.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Oh, gosh. $25.
You work for the union, sir?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
Have your job title, sir?
My job title was senior mechanic.
The name of the last employer, sir?
W&T Offshore.
The city you're working out of, sir?
Theodore.
Yes, sir. Can I have your start date and the telephone number for W&T?
It was, let me think, December 1st, 2019. And let me look up a phone number.
Sir, do you elect to take 10% tax out of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
Do I have a choice?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if I have to, then yes.
Are you ready to take down your PIN number, sir?
Give me 1 second. Let me get my PIN. Let me get my PIN. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Your PIN number is 7182.
7182. Just drop. Just. I'll call him back in a minute. I'll call him back.
So you'll be able to access your claim online and through the phone system with that PIN number, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin to meet unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay.
Oh, sir.
Where do I have to go?
I'm going to finish. Just give me a second. Sir, do you regularly commute to Alabama, sir?
I used to. I don't anymore now that I got fired.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Now, the unemployment claim that we just finished, you must be able to, and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits, sir. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for eligibility review at a later date. Required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration within the local employment service or career centers in your area. Failure to register for work within 7 days from today could cause a denial of your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday and they end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order for you to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to complete your certification each week could result in your loss in benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Labor.alabama.gov. Now, do I have to be looking actively in Alabama, or can I look in Mississippi?
You can look in Mississippi, sir.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in your loss of benefits. Make sure your first certification is by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you, sir. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how the claim is being determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in your loss and benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800.
1-800.
361. 4524.
4524. Okay.
Mr. Williams, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me, sir?
I don't, and I do appreciate you helping me.
No problem, sir. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, sir. You enjoy your day.
You too.
Yes, bye. Sir. Bye-bye.